You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
There are a few more stories out there that I'd like to talk about, so I thought I'd bring in some friends to discuss it with me. Please welcome Larry Owens, Mateo Lane, and Sam J. Welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
There's some stuff in the news that I would like to get your takes on. First of all, Leo DiCaprio is rumored to be dating a 19-year-old woman, but then it said he may not be dating a 19-year-old woman. But I think that the truth is that he probably is dating a 19-year-old woman. And he has this pattern, right? And a lot of people get upset that he only dates. His number went from 25, if this is true, to 19. So he's always dated women that are 25. I have the opposite problem. I've only dated men that are in their 50s. Whether I'm in my 20s, in my 30s, or in my 40s, I always like older men. So I have like a glass ceiling and he has a glass basement. But do you take offense? I don't understand what the problem is when a man can only date somebody that is like that young. Like, they don't mature with their own age, you know?
Well, as a gay person on Grindr, they always say, it's just a preference. It's just a preference.
Yeah, no, for real. I feel like Leo always does it, like, he keeps it right above the, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't go too low where you're like, criminal.
A problem with him specifically because I'm his age. I'm 47. I think he's 48. I'll be 48 at some point, hopefully. But I don't have a problem with him doing that because I think he just does so much, you know, good stuff too. Like, he's such a big environmentalist. You know, it's not like he's a Scientologist or something.
my question is, like, he's on set. He's dealing with agents. He's in some movie. And then he's like, how's your day? She's like, oh, my locker mate's the worst. Like, she's 19.
Tom Brady's also in the news today because he posted a picture yesterday. It was kind of a thirst trap picture.
Gay.
Just on the record, Tom Brady has not come out as gay, okay?
When he does, tell me.
Pictures speak louder than words.
Well, my issue with Tom Brady is less about his gayness and more about the fact that he let his wife leave him with his children. He broke up his entire family so he could play an extra season on whatever team he's on. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is that right? Is that the team he's on?
Oh, Sam's gonna.
Oh, she's from Boston.
I'm so offended by whatever this is. He let his wife leave him so he could go play wherever. He achieved greatness. He became a football god. That takes time.
Yeah, but not. Yes. Okay, you can clap for that. Go ahead. But that's not what happened this year. He didn't achieve greatness this year.
And that's why he's showing half his package.
And it's the half package that bothers me. Why are you covering up the goods?
I know he's sitting there like a kid who's got to beat like a 7-year-old in church who has to pee. Like, that was his sexy pose.
Or he's sitting there like a Greek Adonis with a lot to show you.
Okay, let's not say things we can't take back.
And the brown underwear, those look like Skims. They look like Skims.
It's a quality product.
He's every gay Instagram ad just in one photo.
There's an 9-year-old named David Balogun. He graduated from Reach Cyber Charter School after taking online classes. So he's 9. He started high school right before COVID hit, and then he graduated in 3 years with a 4.0 GPA. And he wants to be an astrophysicist.
God.
I mean, this kid is annoying the shit out of me. Yeah. He completed a semester at Bucks County Community College, which is the only thing I have in common with him. I also completed one semester at community college. I don't like when kids get like this. You know what I mean?
I just want to say, when I was 9 years old, I was watching X-Men, pretending I was Storm and eating tricks for kids. Like, I don't know, like, how is he already graduating college?
Well, also during COVID, when everybody else is making excuses about not getting anything done because of our whatever, because we're sad or lonely or alone or we're not alone enough. And then this kid is just hitting it out of the park. This is another reason not to have kids.
Yeah. Do not send him to college. Send him to the streets, okay? We need no more geniuses making AI, okay? We need gangsters.
There's been another new discovery. Jupiter, the planet, has 92 moons, 12 of which they had missed prior, and they just found 12 more moons surrounding Jupiter. This is a very confusing time for me, because if you know me well, you know that I am very confused about the galaxy.
I just wish, like, we would all get to a point where scientists would just be like, hey, y'all, we don't know shit, and just stop there.
Yeah. I don't like finding out about planets or that aliens are coming. I know that there are aliens out there, but I don't want to commingle with them. You know what I mean? I'm not looking to meet them, and I don't want to find out any more surprising things about the galaxy. It just all kind of annoys me.
It's just like NASA's like a really expensive program to look at rocks.
I agree. I agree. Why are we sending all this money to Japlina or whatever, and we can't get the piss smell out of the subway? Priorities, people.
I know. They're like, look at all this water that's on this moon off Jupiter. I'm like, doesn't Flint need better water? Like, what are we doing?
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm a flight attendant, and I was wondering if you...
Oh, I love flight attendants.
So you didn't have some asshole's feet on your...
Did I fly here?
Private here.
No, I did not fly privately here. I try and fly commercially, but it's really disgusting with people and their feet out. I don't understand what happened during COVID. It's like we lost all
sensory.
I mean, but who? This. I had a flight attendant when I was taking videos of different people. I was putting it on my Instagram because I have to shame these people. And the flight attendant told me that one flight attendant told me that she had somebody who came on with oysters on a plane. Picked out the oysters and then put the shells in a bag under their seat for the entire plane ride. That person should have been arrested. Remember people? Oh yeah, the hard-boiled eggs. Nobody's allowed to bring fish, hard-boiled eggs, or your foot out on a plane. It's so disgusting. Remember when people used to dress up? I mean, I wasn't alive then, but I heard about it. Like TWA or something? Like people would go to the airport, it was an event, and they would put on their jewelry. Now it's just like camel toe, feet. Disgusting. Stories out there to talk about, and to help me talk through them, I've brought in some friends. Please welcome Atsuko Okatsuka, Rosebud Baker, and Bob the Drag Queen.
Okay.
Is there a camera there?
Oh my God. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Atsuko. How are you?
I'm good. Let's talk stories.
Well, we have some stories. We have one of the Kardashians, Kourtney, who's the most, I guess, untouched one, I would say, right? Kourtney is coming out with a vaginal gummy. Ooh. So you take the... I'm confused about whether you put the gummy in your mouth or straight directly into your Pikachu, but it's supposed to improve the smell and taste of your Pikachu. And then it tastes like pineapple. So that's... Mm. I don't know if that's even possible to put a gummy. I wouldn't even want that flavor. I would want like, Arctic Blast. You know?
Yeah. Something minty fresh.
Something that's going to surprise some people.
Here's my issue. What if you like the original taste? Instead of a gummy that makes your pussy taste like pineapples, I want a seasoning that makes my salad taste like pussy.
Some power.
I'm sick of products like this. I'm just like, just hold your nose and go down on me. Just grow up.
Also, first of all, just a regular shower will do it most of the time. You know what I mean? We don't have to get fancy with this.
Hey, okay. I think I'm the only one that's like, I need this. Okay, hold on. Also, they know this. It makes it taste better for sure. Like, can you imagine? There was a taste tester. Right? There was a person at their company being like, no, no, no more vitamin C. No more pineapple. You know what I mean?
Nice work if you can get it. I mean, the line outside for that job is like, let me tell you.
It's not that long.
No. I feel like you have to check back in. Isn't she the one married like Travis Scott? We have to check, or Travis, what's his name, Barker? We have to check back in to find out if it works in like 6 days. We see what he says about it.
Yeah. Well, he seems like he's so in love with her, he doesn't care what kind of smell or taste is coming out of any orifice. I mean, those two are like inside of each other every time you see them on TV.
If they come out with a Dave's Hot Chicken version, I really want to do that. On the testing round for that one.
I also already do this. I already eat my yogurt with fruit. So this whole time, I could have been doing it on the other end, too. You know what I mean? It's like, I've been doing it for free, Kourtney.
Whitney Houston is releasing a new album. I'm confused by this. This keeps happening. Tupac did this. He started this trend. People releasing albums after they die.
I think Beethoven's releasing something next week, too.
Yeah.
I thought ABBA was releasing, because they were nominated for the Grammys this past week, and I was like, ABBA? I thought they had crossed over as well. I didn't realize that they're still alive and well.
Are you a medium? That's how you are. Are you Teresa Caputo? Oh, there's an artist on the other side.
I thought they had passed on.
So it's gospel. It's a gospel album with 6 previously unreleased songs. So it will be new material. Again, very surprising.
Yeah, it's called Go to the Rock. And I was like, honestly, I was ready for her like lesbian pride album called Go to the Cubbyhole. That's the one. One of the songs sounds like a lesbian pride song. One of the songs is called... It's called Hold On, Help Is On The Way, which is a story about a lesbian helping a gay guy kill a spider.
I think Go to the Rock is a great name for, like, Hunter Biden's book.
There was a Japanese, in a Japanese zoo, they figured out that a female monkey got pregnant despite being separated from all the male monkeys. So when they investigated the situation, they found a hole in the wall. And so this is the first ever monkey glory hole, I guess.
Yeah.
And oh now the couple is living together and they're going to raise their baby when they have the baby.
See, that's where they messed up. That's where they messed up. Because I feel like she should be so lucky. Like, we should all be so lucky. You know, most of us have to get pregnant watching a man.
As soon as I heard someone, a monkey got pregnant in a room by itself, I was like, I promise you, Nick Cannon visited that zoo. Anyone with anything with a uterus within 100 square yards of Nick Cannon will get pregnant, I promise you.
Every unwanted pregnancy should be blamed on Nick Cannon. Right?
I think these monkeys sound fun. Like, so in confinement, they found a hole. I mean, and I heard the other monkey was a different, like, kind of monkey, too.
Ooh, interracial monkey porn.
Yes, interracial love. Aren't we for it?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for being here so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.